Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Welcome to Thank Goodness It's Folk with James Fagan here this week. Sam Hindley's having a week off and will be with you next week. But I've got the pleasure of your company for 2 hours today here on Sheffield Live Radio, going around the world on the internet at www.sheffieldlive.org and in Sheffield on 93.2 FM. Or you might be joining us later on Mixcloud. You're all very welcome. I have a wonderful band to talk to today, The Weaving. They combine Irish traditional music with English traditional music and feature the talents of Maeve Begley, Courtney Ryan and Owen Spafford, and it was delightful talking to them on Wednesday. I will play you some tracks from their brand new record, which is called Warp and Weft. I've also got the continuation of our insight into Dick Gockin's amazing 7-disc box set. We're up to disc 6, would you believe, which means we're nearly through the feature, but we have 3 absolute classic live performances from his tours in America in the 1980s to play today, and they're all really superb. That, plus this week's Child Ballad and some wonderful new releases, and a look at some of the great acts coming up live, not just in Sheffield, but around the country over the next few weeks. Let me know if you're listening to the program, and do stay with me for 2 hours of Thank Goodness It's Folk here on Sheffield Live.
God sent the raven to spread the news, hoisted his wings and away he flew, to the east, to the west, north, to the south, all day, all night, how it rained, how it rained. Oh, tell me, didn't it rain, oh, rain, oh, rain, children? Rain, oh, my Lord, didn't it? You know, didn't it? Oh, my Lord, didn't it rain? No.
crying, brother, can't you take a couple more? Brother said, well, your wallet looks a little thin. If you can't pay, you better learn to swim. Water rising
in the morning.
Water rising
at noon.
Water rising
in the evening.
Keep rising all day long. Keep rising all night long. Tell me, didn't it rain, 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 children? Rain, oh my Lord,
didn't it,
whoa, oh my Lord, didn't it rain?
Jake Blount starting us off today on Thank Goodness It's Folk. Welcome to the program. Jake Blount singing Didn't It Rain, a song you might associate with Sister Rosetta Tharpe, but one that I associate now with Jake Blount, fantastic American artist. And yes, a shout out to anybody who has had pretty much constant rain since the beginning of 2026. No sign of it letting up quite yet, but the weekend is upon us, and hopefully we'll have some clearer weather over the weekend. As I mentioned in the introduction, I'm very, very excited to be talking to a relatively new trio combining Irish and English traditional tunes and songs, the wonderful band that are called The Weaving. And I caught up with them on Wednesday, and I'm going to play that interview now. But first, we're going to hear a couple of tunes from the new record, which came out on Wednesday. The album is called Warp and Weft, and combines the talents of Maeve Begley from County Kerry, a wonderful box player and singer, singing in the Irish language and in English. Maeve is the daughter of Seamus Begley, and a wonderful musician indeed. And she has teamed up with Tipperary all-round musician, singer, and piano player Courtney Ryan. And Court lives in Tipperary in Upper Church, and it was lovely to catch up with her, as I know the village where she's from, so that was a lovely thing to talk about. And we speak as well to Owen Spafford, the third member of the trio, a Leeds-based fiddle player and composer of great renown, who has made quite an impact over the last few years on the English folk scene, but has a deep love of Irish traditional music as well. And we've had him on the program before with Louis Campbell, talking about their recent duo album. Together, they are The Weaving. The first tune is called Winders, and some of the English hornpipe enthusiasts will recognise it. And then we'll hear Cronin's and For Mikey. Here are The Weaving, and afterwards I'll be speaking to all three of them. Owen Spafford was at the station when we were talking to him, and Court was in Tipperary, and Maeve was in Kerry. And the clearest signals were definitely from Kerry and Tipperary. But bear with us, because you'll be able to make out almost everything Owen has to say, and it was lovely to talk to all three of them. Listen to this beautiful music now from The Weaving.
Thank you.
Well, beautiful music there from The Weaving, who are my guests this morning on Thank Goodness It's Folk. And I'm delighted to say that all three of them, through the miracle of technology, are theoretically able to join me on the program. And I'll welcome them one and all, two of them in Ireland. And I think Owen's just got back to England this morning. They've been recording in Tipperary, I believe, already working on the next thing. But the big news is that the album, The Weaving, the first album, is out today. And I'll let them tell you the Irish name. In English, it is Warp and Weft, and I'll let them tell you about the concept behind that name and how it relates to the music in a minute. But first of all, welcome all of you, and congratulations on release day.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for that.
It's a beautiful record. I have had the privilege of being sent an early copy and had a good listen through. But before I describe it, I would really like one of you to just explain to our listeners the concept and the formation of your trio.
We all met, myself, Maeve and Owen met down in West Kerry on the Dingo Peninsula about 4 years ago. And we just had an instant spark, both musically and personally, as friends. And so it all grew very, very organically into just, you know, we just started playing music together, and we each of us share a great love and passion for the tradition and each of our own like regional styles and the real deeper roots of the tradition. And yeah, we each like really believe in the power of the magic and the beauty of the music and how that can, you know, really be a medicine for people in these times. And so yeah, we just, Owen invited us over to England then to do a couple of concerts because there was funding or something for, you know, the traditional music kind of collaboration between Irish traditional music and English folk music. So we went over and we had an amazing time just playing together. And then we really felt like, wow, we really have something here. Like we really have a musical spark.
Yeah.
So then it naturally just evolved from that. And here we are today releasing our first album. So,
well, great. It's absolutely wonderful. Maeve, perhaps you could tell the listeners about the lineup and what you each contribute to the group.
So Cath and I are singers from the Irish singing tradition, so we sing in Irish language and also English language as well. I come from a Gaeltacht area, which is an all Irish speaking area, so the singing tradition in Irish is quite strong here. And as well as I played the accordion, and Cath plays the piano, and Owen is a wonderful fiddle player. And the music seems to just weave together quite well, we feel.
It certainly does. Owen, perhaps you could describe then the concept behind the name The Weaving and the track we played, Warp and Weft. I did, when we played it a couple of weeks ago, I did talk about some of the notes that you gave about what that symbolises, but it would be lovely to hear it from yourself.
So it never really started off with a concept album or a project. It was just three people that liked playing music together. Part of that was playing the music of our home region. So the polkas and slides of West Kerry and the songs of Tipperary and some polkas from Tipperary as well, actually. And also the music of Northern England that I grew up with and love. And so as we were playing them, we felt there was some sort of importance actually in playing the two musics alongside each other, because there's so many tunes we have in common, we realise songs we have in common, rhythms, and the energy and fire behind the music is, and the impetus is kind of similar from both traditions. And so to do that within the context of the history between Ireland and England felt like a powerful thing to do, not a necessarily political thing, but a kind of statement of kind of cultural sharing and passion for land and for the traditions that exists in both in Northern England and Ireland. So Warp and Weft is really about the two threads meeting in the middle and being stronger because of that.
Absolutely. And Owen, I think that's really interesting. My perception is that Ireland has been ahead of England for quite a long time in that process. I've played in Cork a few times with Nancy, very much playing English and Australian repertoire, and we never felt anything but welcomed, and that there was a great interest in our music. I remember seeing Chris Wood and Andy Cutting in Cork as well years ago and thinking, I mean, I'm talking years ago, and thinking that there's a perception, I think, that Irish music is quite insular, but my experience is the opposite. Maeve, I wonder if you could comment on that, because it certainly has hasn't always been the case, but it seems to me that Ireland and young Irish musicians play music from everywhere now, and they are very open in a way that I think some English sessions could do with catching up with, frankly.
I suppose the concept of a session is open anyway, and I think that might help things, that the session is theoretically and a lot of the time in practice open to whoever would want to join. Of course, with session etiquette, ideally too. But I think definitely, there's definitely more of an interest, I think, in the last few years, especially among young people. The interest is growing all the time in playing our music. And I think the social aspect as well helps that too. And the evolving of the music has been central interest that is kind of peaking as well in our music. And I think influences from outside help, I think, the interest in our own music. And you can see the development of Irish traditional music and down throughout the years with the influences of rock and pop and things and like all different types of rhythms. And then some people really just like to actually, they like to maybe experience that. And then that makes them go more kind of stay true to their own really traditional music or not, or expand.
Yeah.
And it's actually, for me personally, it's been really interesting to play the music of England alongside what I grew up with.
Yeah.
Played in our kitchen, you know.
Yeah.
And to feel the similarities, to feel the similar energy even in let's say the 3-2 hornpipes and versus the polkas, the pulse is very similar, the heartbeat is very similar in both. I feel I feel a similar when I'm playing the 3-2 hornpipes. Initially when Owen was teaching me the first one that he taught me, I had to get my brain around it, but once because it was a bit twisty, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's quite different to something that we'd play in our tradition. But once I did get around it, I kind of felt, oh, okay, the drive and the pulse in it is very similar.
I think so. And that was my experience when I first heard it. I grew up playing Irish music. And when I first met Nancy Kerr, who's my partner, she is a Northumbrian fiddle player, and she introduced me to it, and I felt the same thing. I instead of it being a massive cultural shock, there was a strange familiarity about it to me, even though it wasn't my tradition. Court, what about yourself? I know you grew up not only did you grow up in Tipperary, but in Upper Church, and incredibly, I know exactly where you grew up, because I've just read that you grew up at Jim the Mill, and Nancy and I had the great pleasure of being taken there by Phil and Betty Murray, my good friends, with whom I played a lot of music back in the day, and they took me to the legendary Jim the Mill. I presume that is your home, your family home.
It is, yeah. That's amazing, James, that you were there. And it just strikes me like how small this world is. You know, the traditional music's around the world. It's really like a village. And it's amazing, yeah, that we all end up in each other's little places. And it just makes for such a rich community. You know, like we're all over the world, but really...
Definitely.
You know, it connects us all. So it's amazing to know that you visited. Yes, my home is called Jim of the Mills, and it's an old mill that has been in our family for the last 225 years or so. And originally it was, you know, a mill where the oats that were grown on the land around the area were milled into flour for the people. And then it was a shop, and there was always people coming to socialize, you know, and meet each other, because it's such a rural area. The shops and the mills and the creameries and all of that were such a meeting point. And now that has continued when my dad took it over, inherited it from his uncle, and he started the Thursday night sessions. It has continued absolutely with the music and the song and the storytelling and all of that. But really, a central part of our music is the meeting, you know, as a meeting point.
Yes.
And just, you know, have the crack, you know, have fun. And yes, the music and all of that is so important, but there's that social element that brings communities together and brings people of the wider music community together, like yourself, you know, to experience that. But it was absolutely deeply influential, like growing up there. as a musician, it was an incredible ear training for me personally, because I would always like be, let's say, playing piano or accompanying, and you'd have singers from every type of genre.
Yeah.
Not every kind of song, you know, there was no judgment placed on what kind of song you sang. All songs were welcome. So I would have to, you know, just accompany them, pick up their key, and always, you know, just hear the way rhythm is expressed and songs are expressed through different people. You know, everyone puts their own individual stamp on the music. So it was an incredible training to just like try and accompany all sorts of people. So
I remember it. I remember it very well. And in fact, you've just triggered a memory of it. It started out that night. I think this might have even been before there was an actual bar in there, because I seem to remember a bar hastily being built in the corner of the barn, because we're talking about 1997. So I guess that was your uncle at that time.
Over from then, but it was fairly run down at that stage. So I actually don't know, was there a bar in place or whatever?
It was, it was pretty makeshift and brilliant. And there's a lot of trad played early in the night. And then as the locals came down between the hours of about 1 a.m. and 5 a.m., it kind of devolved into more of a karaoke style session. And I remember playing the guitar. I was backing up some tunes of Nancy's, and one particular lad just wanted to hear like American Pie and that. And he seemed quite cross that I wouldn't play them. And eventually I've just found my diary from that year, and I actually wrote down what he said to me. He said, "Why don't you hand the guitar to someone who can play it?" That was me at Jim the Mills in 1997. Absolutely lovely memory. Owen, this is quite different from your work with Louis in a way, but I bet you see threads and similarities through all of the work you do. But I'd love to hear about the contrast to the other music you play.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's a side of myself that I get to express playing with Coat of Maze. That is kind of something that I don't get to play much outside of that, because there's a wildness and an energy that you can put. I feel like I can put everything into those tunes and those rhythms, and the kind of tunes will speak for themselves, and the rhythms speak for themselves as well. So with Louis, we're writing music together that's based on traditional music, so we're kind of imbuing everything with our own meaning, our own narrative, really. But what's quite freeing is knowing you've got three polkas in like 8 minutes, and you're just going to have like the best time ever with your pals playing those tunes.
Fantastic. Well, people on this side of the water can see you launching the record very excitingly in London at Chats Palace, which is Hackney Folk Club, I believe, and that's on the 19th of February. Maeve, perhaps you could tell us a little bit about the record itself, how people can get hold of it, and what they're going to hear when they play Warp and Weft. And if you could tell us how to say it in Irish, I would really appreciate it as well.
It's Dlu agus Inach. It's actually quite tricky to say in Irish. Even Dlu is a funny word, but yeah, Dlu agus Inach. So there's plenty of polkas, because we met in West Kerry, where I am from, on the Dingle Peninsula, beautiful area, beautiful part of the world. And we all met separately and then came together. And we all came together, funnily enough, for a tour in England then. So it's funny how the thread moved across the pond. And so we played lots of polkas and slides from here. And then alongside that, we have reels and jigs and English 3-2 hornpipes, and then songs in English and in Irish too. So there's a lot of different, and also there's a fun track of lilting, which was new. It was a new concept for me to try that out.
Great.
And we tried it out initially for a live gig, and we said, oh, this is fun. So we kept going and decided just to record it as well. So it's an interesting one, and we hadn't done it before, and it was a bit of an experiment on our part. Da 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 da
Where will people be able to buy the record, Maeve?
It's on Bandcamp. So if you search The Weaving Music on Bandcamp, it'll be easy enough to find it there. And also to be found via our Facebook pages and Instagram pages, The Weaving Music.
Lovely. Court, will you get much chance to tour? It must be logistically a little bit trickier than some other projects you've been in, but this band has legs, and I imagine you're going to want to, if you're already recording more music, you clearly plan to keep it going for the future. How is the touring going to look, do you think?
We have that launch in England this week, and then we have a couple of Irish dates in April. Well, we're playing actually at Jim of the Mills on the 31st of March. And then we have a Dingle launch as part of Fail in the Bialtana on the 4th of May, a lovely Monday gig. And then we have a couple of more Irish dates to be confirmed, but we will be touring around Ireland. And then we're going to France in September to do a tour around Brittany. And then we're going to Belgium in January 2027. Feels weird even saying that. So that's next January in Belgium. And yeah, we'll see where the road takes us, you know.
Absolutely. Well, I'm sure it'll take you far, because I think what you have is beautiful and unique. And the combination of the instruments, the piano parts particularly, really attract me. The way that you support Maeve and Owen's playing is just, the soundscape is so beautiful. But then you have the rich singing that you have as well. It is a really lovely sound, and it's a big sound for a trio. I'm sure you get that comment a lot, but there's a lot going on, Maeve, isn't there?
There certainly is a lot going on. Yeah, it's surprising sometimes when I hear the tracks back that, wow, it sounds big for just three people. But we have, in our own ways, we have big personalities, and I think they come through by the music.
Well, that's lovely. Owen, it's been interesting watching you moving around the station there. I think you might be at St Pancras. I'm not absolutely sure.
Yeah, I'm at Marylebone Station, actually.
Oh, okay.
maybe I've just come outside, so maybe the audio's a bit better.
The audio's sensational now. Should we start again?
Sorry.
That's absolutely fine. Owen, maybe you could just then, we're probably coming towards playing the second track now, but maybe if you could just sum up what you love about playing with Court and Maeve and what we're going to hear at the to round out the interview.
Yeah, so I love kind of the openness that Court and Maeve have, and that I feel playing with the two of you, because I kind of feel like it's all accepted, and all of the fiddle playing, all of the kind of scratches and the harmonics and all the different sounds, as well as the tunes, kind of part of the sound world. And having the drive of the box playing with the fiddle, you can't really beat the box and fiddle combination, I think. And then I guess the emotive capability that you were saying with the piano, like there's so much harmonic richness that Kurt gets out of those tunes and the songs that kind of give it what are normally like kind of sometimes straight ahead dance tunes for set dancing, or turn into sort of like grand emotional narratives, it feels like sometimes, you know, there's a lot of juice in them. Yeah, so we're going to hear a track now called My Bonnie Blue-Eyed Lassie, which is a song that I think Seamus Maeve's dad used to sing. I think that's right.
Yeah.
And it's a gorgeous love song, and there's so much poetry in that music, and giving the song the space that it needs without putting it in meter and like rushing it, which sometimes can be the tendency to modernize these songs, but to give them the kind of the breathing space to tell the story and to really get into the characters' worlds is something that I've really enjoyed doing, and not being bound by a 3-minute song, but you know, letting all the verses go on for 7 or 8 minutes. Yeah, I love that, and I really love the harmonies that Maeve and Kurt are doing on this track as well. So hope you enjoy.
Thank you very much, and thank you to all three of you. I wish you all the very best for the tour and for the record launch, and I hope we all get to meet in person someday for a tune.
That'd be nice.
Thanks very much, James. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, James.
You're all welcome. Bye. Take care now. Good luck.
Thank you.
How could I live at the top of a mountain without money in my pocket, or gold far to come? but I would let the money go, all for to please her fancy, and I flows, and her waist so small and slender, her golden hair in ringlets fair hung o'er her snow-white shoulders, and I for there's no one who'd be bolder, but some people say she is very low in station.
Cause of my ruination.
she'll be mine. Oh, thank you.
gorgeous music from Brian Finnegan from his album of traditional whistle music called Shepherds, came out a couple of years ago, and I think it's staggeringly good. And that, of course, was Langstrom's Pony starting off that set. Before that, you heard The Weaving, and I would urge you to check out their new record. It is absolutely beautiful and is called Warp and Weft, and you can catch them in London on the 19th of February, launching the record at the Hackney Folk Club. Let's go straight on now with Dick Gocken, who has released, with the help of some very, very dedicated people, including Colin Harper, an amazing collection of his work from 1969 to 1983. The box set is called Revolution, and we've been featuring three tracks from each disc each week for the last 5 weeks. We're up to disc six, and disc six is a beauty. It is entirely made up of live recordings of Dick Gocken in 1981, some would say the absolute zenith of his career, the Handful of Earth period, and the tracks that he recorded in America on that tour are sensational listening. So let's have the feature, Dick Gocken, Revolution.
I come like a comet newborn, like the sun that rises at morning.
Dick Gocken, Revolution.
I come like the furious tempest that follows the thunderclouds warning.
1969 to 1983.
I come like the fiery lava from cloud-covered mountains volcanic. I come like a storm from north that the oceans awaken in
This is another song from Northern Ireland, again about emigration. It's a song called Craigiehill. Spring, and the small birds they were singing down by a shady harbour, I carelessly did stray. For the thrushes they were warbling, the violets were charming. For the view to lovers talking while I didn't lay. She said, my dear, don't leave me all for another season, though fortune may be pleasing, I'll go along with you. I'll forsake friends and relations and quit this Irish nation. And to the bonnie band bags forever I'll build you. He said, my dear, don't grieve me on yet annoy my patience. You know I love you dearly, although I'm going away. I'm going to some foreign nation to purchase a plantation. For to comfort us hereafter, all in America. The landlords and their agents, their bailiffs and their beagles, the land of our forefathers, we
we're forced for to give o'er, and we're sailing on the ocean far honor and promotion, and we're parting with our sweethearts. It's them we do adore. If you were in your bed lying or thinking on dying, one sign to the bonny Banks, your sorrows you'd give o'er. And if you were but 1 hour all in her shady bower, pleasure would surround you, you'd think on death no more. So fare thee well, sweet Creel, where oftentimes I've broken. I never thought in my childhood days I'd part you anymore, but we're sailing on the ocean for honor and promotion, and the bonny boat's sailing way down by Durin shore.
From a live recording of Dick Gochan made in the USA in 1981, that was his seminal version of Craigie Hill. It's just a staggeringly beautiful arrangement of that traditional song, as is the next one. This next one, chosen by Sam, is Dick singing live again in America, his song which he recorded first in 1978 on the Topic Records, simply titled Gochan, and it is the traditional song Bonnie Jeannie o' Bethelny. This is also lovely and comes from the new box set Dick Gochan Revolutions, Disc 6.
Anyway, Scottish ballads are either extremely violent or extremely pornographic. And this is one of the non-violent ones. But if there's anybody who is easily offended, fear not. It's in Scots. So you won't be offended. If you see me laughing, then you know that's the point at which to be offended. So there were 24 noble sats in the king's hall, and bonny Glenlogie was the fleur o' the morn. There was 66 nobles rade through Bannockry fair, and bonny Glenlogie was the fleur o' them there. And there was 66 maidens sat in the king's hall, bonny Jeannie o' Bethelny was the fleur o' the moor. Doon cam Jeannie Gordon, she cam tripping doon stairs, and she's chosen Glenlogie among all that was there. Oh, Glenlogie, oh, Glenlogie, gin you'll prove kind, my love is laid on ye,
and I've told ye my mind, but he's turned them round lightly as the Gordons does. Oh, I thank you, Jimmy Gordon, but I'm promised to walk. And she's caught her maidens, for to make her a bed, wear ribbons and napkins, for to tie up her head. But it shouldn't spark her feather, and a wee man was he. How had you tend him, fend him, for he's mair good than he. Oh, hold your tongue, feather, for that man to be. Can I get me Glen Logie, then for him will I dee. But a feather's in chaplain, a man of great skill. He's read a bread letter and indicted it weel. Oh, a pox on ye, Logie, no since it is so. There's a lady's love is on ye, must she die in her woe. And a pox on ye, Logie, no since it is time. There's a lady's love is on ye, must she die in her prime. And when Logie got the letter, he been among men. It shouldn't spike Glen Logie, what does young women mean? But when he looked on the letter, then a light laugh he'd hear. But ere he read out it, well, the tear blends as he gave. Sat on me the black horse, he sat on me the brown. Bonnie Ginny woe befell me, will be dead ere I win. But the horses weren't a saddled nor led on the green, till Bonnie Glen Logie was 3 miles as lame. And so pale and wan was she when Glen Logie he come in, but it's red and rosy was she when she kent it was him. What lies your pain, lady? Does it lie in your side? What lies your pain, lady? Does it lie in your head? Oh, no, no, Glen Logie, you're far frae the pert, for the pain that I lie under, well, it lies in my heart. Turn round, Jeannie Gordon, turn round on your side, and I'll be the bridegroom, and it's ye'll be the bride. I knew Jeannie's gotten married, and her talkers done told Bonnie Jeannie, oh, Bethelny, was scarce 16 years old. Oh, Bethelny, oh, Bethelny, you shine while you stand, and the heather bells are in ye, shine our favey's land.
Dick Gawkin. Don't go away, I've got much more after this short break, but I'll leave you with Anne Briggs and May Bonnie Lad.
Hey, you see notes of my bonnie lad? Are you sure he's well? Oh, he's gone all along with stick in his hand. He's gone to row the keel. Yes, I seen your bonny lad. 'Twas on the sea I spied him. His grave is green, but not with grass. And you'll never lie beside him. Hey, you see note of my bonny lad, and are you sure he's well? Oh, he's gone all along with stick. check in his hand. He's gone to row the quay.